Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
Rockhounds here in San Antonio, Texas, one step closer to a return to the Texas League playoffs for the first time since 2019. They have done it in this series by winning three of the first four, really pushing San Antonio, and as it turns out, Amarillo as well, really to the brink of elimination in a potential wild card race. So it has been a really good stay. It's been a stay in which the four games in this series have been decided by a total of four runs. Last night in extra innings, Rockhounds defeating San Antonio 2-1. Obviously, really just pitching and defense completely dominant in last night's game. Rockhounds got on the board in the top of the first inning. It was a Daniel Susak double, Will Simpson singling home. The ball game stayed 1-0 to the bottom of the ninth inning. In fact, the Missions had only one hit going to the last of the ninth. San Antonio got only two hits for the game, but one of them, a home run from Ripken Reyes, just his second of the season, as he took a Seth Elledge pitch out to the right field side. Didn't get out by a lot, but when you say that, right field in this ballpark is 340 feet down the line. So Reyes tied the game in the last of the ninth with a solo home run. Rockhounds then got a Bermuda Triangle single and a little lightning bolt with an E on the end of it from Henry Bolte. Brian Guelvas leading off the 10th inning, and a fly ball that dropped in the Bermuda Triangle between second base, center field, and right field. That pushed the phantom runner, Uribiel Angeles to third, and one pitch later, Henry Bolte drove one up the middle, line drive, base hit. Colin Palouse came on and was just sensational. He strikes out the side in the last of the 10th. Rockhounds got just the one run in the 10th inning, so that still gives the home team plenty of opportunities. But Colin said, no thank you, struck out the side. Jake Walkinshaw went four scoreless innings, gave up just one hit. Domingo Robles went three, gave up a walk and a hit batter, and that was all. Ryan Cusick, a 1-2-3-8. Seth Elledge got the blown save. He gave up the home run to Ripken Reyes, but that was one night after earning his ninth save of the season in Thursday's win. And then Colin perfect in the last of the 10th. Really quick notes. Each of the four games in this series, again, has been decided by one run. One of the games going extras. It has been a tight, really tight series, obviously. With the win last night, the Rockhounds are now a season best 22 games over 500. In the Texas League South, we're talking, of course, about clinching a playoff spot. The Rockhounds have something far beyond that in mind, obviously, and that is winning the second half. Frisco fell last night, so the Hounds lead the Rough Riders by two. The second half race is also the potential wild card race. If Frisco overtakes the Hounds, then the wild card comes into effect. The Hounds lead Amarillo and San Antonio both by 8.5 games. Corpus Christi by 11. They are pretty well eliminated already. And Amarillo and San Antonio really on the brink. Pitching matchup straight ahead in this one as the Missions have taken the diamond. Let's take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
Oh.
and the world's worst at judging ages, I promise you. That's a sign of age, of course. I do not know how young that gentleman is, but that was our national anthem. Wow, rather uniquely sung here tonight at San Antonio's Nelson Wolf Stadium. Game 5 of what will be a 6-game series when all is said and done. Teams play tomorrow evening. The cowards. It's tomorrow evening at 6:05, and that will wrap this series before the Hounds head home to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles beginning on Tuesday. My goodness, home stretch. 14 to go in the regular season, including the game about to begin here tonight at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Well, a lot going on in sports today. Kick back, relax. If you are with us, you are much appreciated. I'm going to take you out to the ball game, Texas League style. Missions in San Antonio and the Rockhounds at Nelson Wolf Stadium. First pitch of this ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
It is a virtual repeat of last evening. 93 degrees on the thermometer, 99 on the heat index. A little bit of humidity, of course, always here in the Alamo City. And Denzel Clark will stand in. Little tiny bit of breeze, just barely enough to unfurl the flags in right center field. Henry Baez on the mound for the Missions. Denzel steps in, and from San Antonio, first pitch of this game is a Steve Reich at the knees on the outside edge. Denzel at 262. Back in center field in that leadoff spot. Boy, what an intriguing year for the big right-handed hitter. Takes a called strike from Baez. Quick 0-2 count. Henry Baez has been really good in this season. He's a 21-year-old right-hander. Started the year at Advanced A and is making his seventh start here with the Missions. He has really been good. Denzel leading it off. Brendan Malone batting second, playing second. In his familiar spot, he is on deck. 0-2 to D. Stretch and pitch just outside for a ball, 1-2. Will Simpson, again, bat third, played three spot. Will Simpson is at first base. Shane McGuire will catch and bat cleanup. Shane behind the dish. 1-2 pitch from Baez, chopper to shortstop, two hops for Ray Patrick Ditter. Unloads low throw, but hung on to by Robbie Tenerowitz for the out. And he bounces out, 0-1. And Brennan Malone to the plate. Brian Welbas will bat in the five spot. And a key base hit last night. Brian, the DH. Welbas batting fifth, the designated hitter. Henry Bolte, game-winning RBI last night, batting sixth. He's the right fielder, Henry, in right. Malone takes pitch just down low for a ball, 1-0. Jack Winkler at shortstop, batting in the seventh spot. Jack Winkler is at short. Eurybio Angeles will bat eighth at third base. Angeles is at third. And Junior Perez rounds it out in left field. Junior in left, batting ninth. Brennan waits, 1-0 count. Pitch to the outside corner, but it is down and away, 2-0. Brennan at 277, average dropping under 280 for the first time in a long while. Missions have been tough on him. He's 2-for-14 in the series, so that average has dropped a bit, swinging a foul ball into and out of the glove of catcher Anthony Villar. Well, that one, it's interesting, Brennan taking a slow walk around the batting circle, now bending over. That ball may have gotten Brennan. We're not going to get any replays tonight. Of course, they got a football game on the video board in the main scoring area. Official scorekeeper, by the way, does have a monitor he can look at. And I'm pretty sure David's got baseball going on that, but we don't get that benefit. Pitch to Malone, boy, strike at the knees. That was a fastball, knee-high, outside corner, 2-2. Can't throw it, can't spot it much better than that. Nobody on and one out in the top of the first inning. Brendan Malone, 13 homers, still among the top three in the league with 65 ribbies. Swings and bounces that one. Foul got way out in front of it, but got a piece of it, and the count stays 2-2. So on Gregorio Petit's lineup card, it is Clark, Malone, and Simpson up top. McGuire, Buelvas, and Bolte in the middle. And Winkler, Angeles, and Perez rounded out. Breaking pitch to Brennan. Down and away. Count goes full, 3-2. This is Henry Baez. Slender right-hander, 6'3", 175. He's only 21 years of old. Of age, rather, out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Pitch from the right-hander, and he foul tips that one to Brennan in and out of the glove. And we're going to take another long walk around the outside circle of the outside edge of the batting circle. Still a 3-2 count. Brennan, of course, first baseman primarily over the course of the season. Very capable at second base with the addition a week or so ago of Nick Kurtz and now subsequently Will Simpson. He's moved to second base. The 3-2, second time, and he got him. Breaking pitch away. And boy, Brennan's talking to himself. He really chased one. That was way off the outside corner, but effective breaking pitch by Baez for the strikeout. And Will Simpson will be the batter. Will playing in just his fifth ball game in his first four. He's hitting 400. That's 6-for-15, mind you, but he also has three driven in, including a run last night. And my goodness, offense was tough to come by. Breaking pitch drops down and in for a ball, 1-0. And the Hounds scored in the first inning last night with a solo run. The Mission scored in the bottom of the ninth with one out. And the Hounds won it in 10, 2-1. Pitch stays way up high to Will for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Will Simpson, 6'4", 225. He's only 22 years of age. Out of Sammamish, Washington. And the University of Washington. Stretch and pitch takes outside ball three. So Baez with a 3-0 count after getting the first two batters. And San Antonio had two hits the entire night last night, and one of them the game-tying home run, bottom of the ninth by Ripken Reyes. 3-0 pitch. Will takes all the way. Strike. Didn't get there by much, but it did on the outside corner, 3-1. Shane McGuire on deck here in the top half of the first inning. Hounds have won 3 out of 4 in this series. And that has been a major step toward a postseason berth. Pitches up high. Ball four. Will Simpson. And we're on the base on balls. So a 2-out walk for Henry Baez. Baez's numbers at Advanced A and Single A are almost identical. ERA, in fact, is within 1/100. 2.94 at Double A San Antonio, 2.95 at Advanced A Fort Wayne. He gave up fewer hits at Advanced A, but actually walked more batters. Walks one here. Pitch inside corner called strike to Shane McGuire, 0-1. The Baez with a 1.13 whip in 6 starts for the Missions and opposition hitting .218 against him. Simpson takes the lead off first base. Baez set. McGuire waits. Pitch to Shane. Swung on and fouled away. So a quick 0-2 count here. Shane at .237. 3 home runs. 30 driven in. And shared catching duties pretty much all season long with Daniel Susak. Jose Mujica was on the roster for a while. He has been on the injured list now for some time, has Jose. July 1st, if I recall, he was placed. Yep, 1st of July, so he's been out a long while now. This, of course, would, scarily enough, be the last day of August. Delivery fouled away again. Count stays 0-2. As the teams take the diamond tonight, there are 14 games remaining in the second half. So that's why we say with an 8.5 game lead in the wild card, Rockhounds, they're not there yet. But they are certainly closing in. And again, this is a head-to-head series with one of the teams chasing them, and the other team chasing is Amarillo, and they will come to Rocky Town beginning on Tuesday. Mentioned Frisco fell last night. The Rough Riders are at Northwest Arkansas, and they start their Saturday games a little early. Bottom of the fourth inning, Frisco 3, and Northwest Arkansas 2. Stretch by Baez, 0-2 pitches down and away for a ball, 1-2 to the Hounds catcher, with Brian Wilvoss waiting on deck. Missions play Shane solidly to pull in the infield, pretty well straight away, a little bit opposite field, in fact, and shallow in the outfield. Baez set, pitch to McGuire, fouled away again. The count stays, one ball, two strikes with one on and one man down. Said really for San Antonio to have a, what you would consider a logical chance, the Missions had to certainly at least win four in this series, which they cannot do, and really five to have had a really sporting opportunity. Ground ball to first base, and right there, Tenaris knocks it down, but he'll retrieve and get to the bag with ease. So Shane McGuire bounces out to Robbie Tenaris at first base, and the base on balls to Will Simpson does no damage. So a half inning in the books. And as we go to the bottom of the first, Rockhounds nothing. And against left-hander James Gonzalez, the Missions are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last of the first, and the guy who extended last night's game to extra innings will lead it off, Ripken Reyes. Reyes switch hitting second baseman. He'll bat from the right side against Rockhounds left-hander James Gonzalez, making his 19th appearance, his 13th as a starter. Now Reyes stands in. Took one out of here to right field last night. That's just a poke in this ballpark. Pitch a high strike on the outside edge from James, 0-1. So Reyes at second base in this game, and he'll usually move around a bit over the course of the series. Both middle infield spots and right off in center field. 0-1 delivery. Pop foul. Straight back out of play. 0-2. Connor Hollis back in the 2 spot where he has been throughout the series. He moves to center field. Connor Hollis in center. Robbie Tenorowicz bats third, plays the 3 spot. Robbie Tenorowicz at first base. And Marcos Castagnon, the third baseman, batting cleanup. Castagnon at third. Pitch swung on and popped in the air. Right side foul ground. Will Simpson. Ball drifting back and by a step in foul territory, will glove it. A trio of Rockhounds right there with Brennan Malone and Henry Bolte also there. And Will makes the catch, says Simpson. And down for Connor Hollis. Joshua Mears moves to the 5 spot. He's the right fielder. Joshua Mears is in right. Ray Patrick Ditter is the shortstop. He'll bat 6th, played the 6th spot, Ray Patrick Ditter. And Juan Zavala, the DH, batting 7th. Zavala, the designated hitter. Gonzalez fires down low to right-handed hitting Connor Hollis, 1-0. Lucas Dunn gets a start in left field, batting 8th. Lucas Dunn and Anthony Villar, the catcher, batting 9th. Villar behind the plate in the 9th spot. James delivers, boy, just off the inside corner. 2 balls and no strikes. Reyes, Hollis, and Tenorowicz. Castagnon, Mears, and Bitter, and Zavala, Dunn, and Villar for the Missions. Fastball bounce back off the glove of Gonzalez. Gonzalez is going to drop for a base hit. Shortstop Jack Winkler charged in, but no chance to get it. So infield base hit for Connor Hollis. One man on with one man down. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Don't know if Jack would have had an opportunity with a right-handed hitter up there. Wasn't shading up the middle all that much, and the ball was pretty much hit back up the middle. So Hollis's sharp one-hopper bounces off the glove of James Gonzalez. One on and one down for Robbie Tenorowicz. Swings and sends the first pitch foul. He took a whack at that toe and one. Tenorowicz, over the course of the season, started the year with Arkansas, the vast majority of it now with San Antonio. 242 average, has 12 home runs. Seven of his 12 home runs have come against the Hounds, one in this series. Gonzalez set pitch by James. That ball is rifled to center field. Back goes Denzel to make the catch. Sinking line drive. Ball had some top spin on it, so it settled into Denzel's glove. Well hit ball to center field, but easily handled by D, and it's two men down for Marcos Castagnon. Third baseman at 226, but 11 home runs, 46 driven in. James Gonzalez, left-hander at 6-4, 3.40 ERA. Delivery down into the dirt, and that will bound away. So down to second base goes Hollis, and we'll see how that will be scored. Wild pitch for Connor Hollis to get to second base. The breaking pitch just snapped off way early and bounded back to the screen. 1-0 to Castagnon. James opened the year at Advanced A Lansing, but has spent the majority of the season here with the Hounds. He has been in a piggyback situation with Jake Walkinshaw until tonight for the last several games. Check swing and a strike. That's a called strike outside corner 1-1. Walkinshaw went four innings last evening. And yeah, really good job by the pitching staff overall. Reyes, of course, did spoil the shutout and force extra innings with a solo home run. But give up one run on two base hits in 10 innings. That's a dickens of a job, and Jake started it with four innings. Domingo Robles continues to be really good. He went three last night. Right, Cusick with a solid 1-2-3-8. And Colin Palouse with that 1-2-3 all on strikeouts to end the game in the 10th. Pitch down and in, 2-1. And for Seth Elledge, gave up the solo home run, but just one night earlier, he closed the game for his ninth save. Two balls, one strike, one on and two men down. Mission's trying to get the game's first run on the board. Hollis in scoring position. Castagnon bouncing ball to Will Simpson, first pitcher to cover. Underhanded toss, and James is there to make the play. Just like they practice it. And yep, they sure do. I doubt it's a fun day for the pitchers, but yep, they practice it. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and one man left on base. After one, we're in San Antonio. Missions and the Rockhounds no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
As we welcome you to Nelson Wolf Stadium here in San Antonio and the continuation of the most prolific series in Texas League history. These teams have met every year. Of course, there are just two exceptions. San Antonio was a member of the Pacific Coast League in 2019. And, of course, everything went away in minor league baseball in 2020. But San Antonio, of course, with the realignment that Major League Baseball undertook in the 2021 season, the Missions in San Antonio back in the Texas League. And I don't know. There may have been some disappointed fans. I suppose that's possible. But, you know, really, I love the AA level anyway. And San Antonio has been a part of the Texas League almost in its entirety. And that dates, rather, back to 1888. So a lot of baseball. And these teams now met no more than 1,500 times. Past Dallas versus Fort Worth on the all-time list a couple of seasons ago. We go to the second inning, no score between these two longtime rivals, and Brian Buelvas leads it off against young right-hander Henry Baez. Good prospect for the Padres. Check swing. Did he go? No, did not. Interesting. Only about half of that last night was rung up with a check swing strike. 1-0 to Brian Buelvas. Top 10 prospect, in fact, rated 7th by MLB.com. The pipeline. The Padres farm swinging a foul straight back, 1-1. Boy, it is something. Again, talking to some of the knowledgeable folks here in San Antonio, the Padres, of course, are the Major League affiliate here. Breaking pitch, bounced foul. Brian got out in front of that, 1-2. Henry Bolte and Jack Winkler will follow in the Rockhounds' second inning. San Diego, of course, all in, and right now they'd be a playoff team, and they are going to be really dangerous. I mean, that lineup is really good. And really expensive fly ball to right field straight away, waiting for it is Mears. Yeah, basically just standing and waiting. That ball hit right at him, high in the air, gloves it for the out. One man down in the second inning. Here's Henry Bolte. And the game winner last night, the line drive right back up the middle. His RBI with the Rockhounds, his 18th of the season. And his 70th overall, by the way, including 52 with the Lansing Lugnuts. Advanced A Midwest League called strike 0-1. Stretch and pitch by Baez. That sails up a little bit high. One ball and one strike to count. Field is entirely in shadows. Have a few cloud banks around us, mostly at least veiled blue sky above us here at the ballpark. Pitch up and in for a ball. 2-1 is the count. Henry at 241, four home runs in the aforementioned 18 ribbies as a Rockhound. 21 years of age. Swing sends a fly ball center field. Going to sink and going to drop. Base hit. Henry Bolte with a single to center field. Line drive, then kind of a half-liner, half-looper dropped in front of center fielder Connor Hollis. Henry Bolte, and last night his base hit broke the tie in the 10th inning, and so I whiffed on mentioning and tipping my cap to Henry. He has now reached base, including this base hit, in 15 consecutive games, and he's a guy the Rockhounds love to get on base, hitting 300 in that stretch. Well, that's really good stuff. High strike to Jack Winkler, 0-1. For Jack, and, you know, hey, stats are stats, and they don't always tell the entire story, of course, but the second half continues to be a bit of a struggle for the Hounds shortstop. He swings and fouls one away. Of course, Jack plays pretty much all over the infield. Second half hitting 189, and, boy, last six games, just 1-for-19. That hit coming in this series. One man on and one man down. No score. Top of the second inning. Pitch, who up and in, did it hit him? Oh, hit his bat. Wow. Well, that is just flat-out bad luck. That pitch was inside. Jack tilted back away from it, and ball hit the bat. Eurybio Angeles is on deck for the Rockhounds. Base runner Henry Bolte, and he can go a little bit. 14 steals in 19 attempts. Pitch to Winkler, down and away. One ball and two strikes. Hounds remain one of the top six teams in all of AA baseball in stolen bases, 188 of them. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back. Count stays 1-2 to Jack Winkler. Mississippi has slowed down a little bit, but the AA for the Braves, 212 steals. Montgomery, the Biscuits, are also with 200 steals. Rockhounds at 80% as a team, and that is really good. Rangers. Base running opening up a little bit with rule changes last couple of years. Pitch outside for a ball. Villar snaps a throw behind the runner, but getting back in is Henry Bolte. So the count 2-2 with one on and one man down. Hounds, by the way, are fourth in runs scored in runs per game. Just under five at 4.9. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, high pop foul right side. Long look for Robbie Tenorowicz, but that ball will find its way to the seats on the concourse. Oh, and a heartbreaking big bounce off the rather wide concrete concourse here. All sorts of fans there. That one bounded back by the main gates, I believe. Count stays 2-2. Jack's fouled off 3 2-strike foul balls. About to mention the Hounds again, top 6 in steals, 4th in runs, and 5th in batting average in Double A. Swing and a miss. Runner goes. Throw is good. They got a chance to get him. Nope, safe. Got around it. Henry Bolte with his 15th steal in 20 attempts. Jack Winkler out on strikes. Boy, that's a bat the Rockhounds really want to get going. There are a couple of them, including the guy on deck, Junior Perez. So Eurybia Alanjale is the batter. Henry Bolte with a single and a thievery here. Eurybia Alanjale is at 208, 21 games with the Hounds since coming up from Advanced A. Lansing takes on the outside corner. Boy, that just got the outside edge. 0-1. Good pitch. Henry Bolte walking lead off second base. Bolte will get a look from Henry Baez. Right-hander gives him a second glance. Now comes to the plate and a breaking ball. That's started to say sharply hit to third base. Foul ball. Gregorio Petit calmly, and he is well inside the coaching box. So he's, oh, I don't know, maybe 60 feet from the plate, barehanded that ball. Pitch down low, 1-2. Well, I would still contend it was somewhat sharply hit, and G just calmly didn't even bat an eye, just gloved that or barehanded it. 1-2 to Eurybia. Runner in scoring position, two out. Stretch and pitch by Baez, fouled back. We'll do it again on 1-2. No score, second inning. Henry Bolte, a one-out single, stole second base, so he is in scoring position, but there are two away and a 1-2 count. Baez looking for the exit sign. Stretch and pitch, and it's fouled away again. And the Hounds doing some battle here with Eurybia at the plate. 0-8 in this series. An average overall since joining the Hounds at 208. Still fairly small sample size. Bluff move to second. Baez will not throw. Infield sets up about as close to regulation, if you will. I don't know if that even exists anymore, but Ripken Reyes shades a little up the middle, but not much. Stretch and pitch. In fact, he backs off. Ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Ray Patrick Ditter. And his throw was in time for the out. Sharply hit by Anales, but handled easily by Ditter. And the inning is over. No runs on the Henry Bolte single. No errors, and Henry stranded in scoring position. To the bottom of the second in San Antonio. Rockhounds and Missions. No score.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck Headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck. Joshua Mears leads it off as we go to the bottom half of this second inning. Crisco, by the way, has expanded its lead over Northwest Arkansas 4-2, bottom of the fifth inning in Springdale, so we will likely get a final in that game before ours is in the books. See how the Riders are going. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Joshua Mears. Crisco and the Rockhounds do not meet again in the regular season. Only one trip to Frisco. The Hounds, probably going to make another. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Mears hit it hard, but got way out in front of it. Joshua Mears, Ray Patrick Ditter, and Juan Zabala in the San Antonio second inning. Hounds lead the Riders by two in the second half pennant race. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch from Gonzalez. One and two, the count. Frisco is 75-49 overall. Rockhounds have the second best record overall, 73-51. Springfield 72-52. Swinging a foul back. Mears actually good protective swing there. Don't know if he had it in mind, but a little three-quarter swing fouled it back. Arkansas not quite even with the others, but 69 wins for the Travelers. Those have been the four best teams in the league really all season. San Antonio flirted with the second half to start, but they have faded a bit. Pitch drops down low for a ball. Count is 2-2, and again, most of that, or a lot of it, due to a 4-20 record against Frisco. That is just ridiculous. San Antonio is four games over 500 against any team not named Frisco. Pitch outside, just up and away. Full count, 3-2 to Mears, leading it off in the second, no score. Wichita is getting a modicum of revenge over Springfield. They lead 6-0. The Cardinals have dominated that series. A swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, and Mears out on strikes. That was off the corner for sure, but a good breaking pitch. He was tempted and fooled a bit, it appeared, and Mears out on strikes. First whiff of James Gonzalez. I believe, you know, I meant to check it officially before the start of this game. I think Springfield is 18-4 against Wichita. Although the wind surge leading big at Riverfront Stadium in this one. Swinging a foul straight back, the ball game playing tonight. Ray Patrick Ditter with a foul ball back to the screen. Ditter really just flat out a dangerous 179 hitter. Has 9 home runs and 30 driven in despite hitting well under 200. Stretch and pitch takes just down and away, one ball, one strike. Has 9 home runs as mentioned, 4 of them against the Rockhounds. He gets on base, he can flat go, but again, low batting average, takes just off the outside corner, 2 balls and a strike. Has 28 steals in 32 attempts. Bases are empty here with one down, second inning, no score. Teams pretty much pick up where they left off last night and actually through much of the series, called strike on the inside corner, 2-2. And the fans disagree with the adjudication. Long set by the lefty. Gonzalez with a pitch, swing and a miss. And Ditter chased again, much like Mears, chased that one well off the outside corner. Back-to-back whips for James. And here's Juan Zabala. In this series, Rockhounds winning 5-4 on Tuesday. Missions 3-2 on Wednesday. Hounds winning 6-5 on Thursday and 2-1-10 last night. Off-speed pitch, and boy, that swung on and missed. Gonzalez got Mears to chase and Ditter to chase for strikeouts and then gets Zavala to chase that same pitch for an 0-1 count. Mentioned field is in shadows, very little breeze, flags barely moving. Pitch down and in, 1-1. That was nicely set up, but the pitch ran down and in a little bit. In the bottom of the second inning here. Again, Hounds winning 3 out of 4 to start this series. Delivery swung on and missed, 1-2. 1-2. Hounds will, at the very least, split the season series with the Missions. They lead 12-10 with tonight and tomorrow evening still to come. Gonzalez set hands right at the letters. The lefty's pitch, punched right field. Bolte on the move. Henry got it. Right about belt or knee high on the move toward the line in right field. Juan Zavala with a good swing of the bat on the 2-strike pitch, but Henry Bolte handles it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for left-hander James Gonzalez. So to the top of the third we go at Nelson Wolf Stadium, and after 2 complete, Rockhounds and Missions, no score.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Boy, and beginning Tuesday, it's one more time around for all of our terrific daily events at Rocky Town. 2-for-1 Tuesday coming up. Rockhounds and Amarillo Sod Poodle, 6:30 first pitch on Tuesday evening at Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm tempted to do something here. No, I'm going to do it. Pitch. Down the way, ball went. Okay, we'll go ahead. Junior Perez is going to get a base hit here. Now, that has nothing to do with me. It's just kind of cool. In case he does, it's really cool. Pitch to Junior, down and away for ball 2. 2-2. Top of the order will follow in the Rockhounds' third. Denzel Clark and Brennan Malone on deck and in the hole. No score, top of the third inning. Right-hander Henry Baez, talented 21-year-old delivers. Boy, got the outside corner, 2-1. Man, pitch had great life to it. I don't think the velocity readout is working here at the scoreboard, but mid-90s perhaps and just knee-high, just outside edge. Junior comes back, chopper to shortstop, charging his Ditter, and he throws it away. Oh, come on, David, give him the base hit. Let's see what David Humphrey's going to say here. Come on, help my story, David, give him a base hit. Going to give him a base hit, and he will go to second on the throwing error. Atta baby. I think that's accurate, by the way. I think Junior is going to beat that. I love this. I will share some with you here in a moment. So, infield single, throwing error, and I was kind of looking for the scoring call too early before realizing that Junior went to second on the errant throw. So, it's a base hit compounded by an error. Base hit for Junior Perez. I'm going to give you a little stat background here. Again, Junior, and I said it, what, an inning ago, that's a bat the Rockhounds really want to get going. Denzel looks to bunt, fouls it away. Junior Perez is 6 for his last 58 coming to the plate. That's 103. He actually, remember, got off to a very good start in the second half. He's hitting .234 in the second half, but that's with a .103 average in his last 18 games, 6-for-58. That's your background. Here's Denzel with an 0-1 count. This time not showing bunt swings and foul tips one. I just happened to glance down as we were coming back to the ballpark in the on-deck area, and Gregorio Petit took an extra moment, stopped next to Junior, put his arm around his shoulder, said something to him, gave him a pat on the chest, and walked over to the third base coaching box. And I said to myself, that's going to work. He's going to get a hit. It was an infield single, but he got one. Bouncing ball down the first baseline. I think that's a fair ball. It is. Denzel Clark drives that ball down the line. Turn in for two is D. That'll drive home a run. 1-0 Rock Hounds. Now, Denzel Clark took a collar, as we mentioned last night. He didn't take very many of those. That was an 0-2 opposite field. Almost fought it off. Got a base hit. RBI double for Denzel. 19th double of the season. 51st RBI. The in to score is Junior Perez. That will be an unearned run for now, but that certainly could change. Junior would be at third base otherwise. So D in scoring position. Here's Brennan Malone. Rockhounds lead 1-0. Man, it was a good AB. Swing and a foul ball in and out of the glove of Villar, the catcher. Again, we're not getting second looks. This was sometimes do here. But I would really love to have seen where that pitch was. It was up and in, and D kind of just fought it off and sent it just inside the bag and down the right field line. Malone waits. Stretch and pitch. Swing, little looper, left center field. That's going to drop. Base hit for Brennan Malone. And it will hold Denzel at third, getting to the baseball in a hurry. Is the left fielder Lucas Dunn. That's a base hit for Brennan Malone. He took a collar last night. That doesn't happen very often. So it's first and third. That makes the run, by the way, an earned run. And the Rockhounds with a 1-0 lead. Runners at the corners. Nobody out for Will Simpson. Brennan Malone, no major streak going, but one of the things about him, he has been so consistent. Now, missions have kept him under wraps in this series. He's just 2-for-14, and like Denzel, took a rare collar last night. Denzel, I mentioned, kept off base, did not reach safely for just the third time in his last 44 games. Went 0-for-5. Brennan, in his last 35 games coming in, hitting .302. Just quietly so consistent. And 300 over any length of time is something that, well, doesn't get done very often anymore. Here's Will Simpson, first and third, nobody down. Denzel active off the bag of third. Line drive, left side, base hit, Will Simpson. Boy, is this kid making the most of his opportunity. That is his fourth RBI in five games. Jumped on the first pitch by Baez, drives home Denzel. First and second, nobody out, two runs across. And that's going to bring a visit from the mound and to the mound from the dugout. Tom Gorzolani will come out and talk here with Henry Baez. Rockhounds have two runs on five hits against the young right-hander. Again, it may be redundant for some, but just so you understand or know the background, Will Simpson has been at Lansing all season. And when Nick Kurtz went on the injured list, and, of course, that was unfortunate, just 1 week into his double-A career, Nick Kurtz, again, considered one of the high prospects in all of minor league baseball, was just drafted this year out of Wake Forest. Hit .400 at Stockton in 1 week. Had a call-up to the Hounds. Was very solid, but was injured. So Will Simpson replaces another prospect, a very, very high prospect, of course, in Kurtz. And Will has been outstanding. He is 7-for-16 with four runs driven in. 2-1, nobody down. Looking to bunt is Shane McGuire. He drops it down. What a beauty. Wow. That ball about 3, maybe 4 feet outside the batting circle onto the grass. Runners move up. Shane McGuire, tip of the cap. Sacrifice bunt 2-3. Kind of unusual, of course. Shane is Gene is the Rockhounds' cleanup batter, but has to drop down to sacrifice, and he does, second and third. With one man down, the batter is Brian Buelvas, infield in all the way around. Brian takes, down low, ball one, 1-0. In the inning, Junior Perez, I've got to talk to D tomorrow about that, or G rather, excuse me. That was just terrific stuff with Junior. A little extra pat on the back from his manager and gets a base hit, starts a two-run inning, and maybe more. Swinging a line drive foul, left field side toward the screen, 1-1. So Perez, infield single, compounded by a throwing error. Denzel Clark, RBI double down the right field line on a really good AB. Brandon Malone, a single. We put runners at first and third. Will Simpson, an RBI single. Sack bunt has runners at second and third, one away. Buelvas takes. High strike from Baez. Count goes 1-2. Henry Bolte on deck. Rockhounds lead 2-0. We're at the top of the third inning. Infield in to the grass all the way around. Pitch low and inside. 2-2 to Brian. Buelvas flew out to right field his first time up. Baez, baseball in his hand. Holds it behind his back. Gets the sign. Comes set right at the belt. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Buelvas. High fly ball, but not deep at all. Very shallow left. That's not going to be deep enough by any stretch. Hounds will bluff, but will not try. So for Brian, a disappointing at bat there. Just couldn't get enough on it. And fly ball to shallow left. Here's Henry Bolte. So here for Henry Baez. Got a little bit of a crossroads in this ball game. He's given up two runs, four consecutive hits to open the inning. Sacrifice bunt and the fly ball to left, so it's second and third, two out, two runs in, two in scoring position. Henry Bolte, the batter, he's 1-for-1 with a single and a steal. Set by the right-hander, Baez pitch, just down and away, one ball, no strikes. Henry, the seventh man up in this inning for the Hounds. Bolte set. Here's Baez with a pitch. A swing and a miss. Good breaking ball away. Count goes one ball, one strike to the Hounds right fielder. Bolte extending that on-base streak to 15 games with his single in the second inning. Stirs that bat a little as he waits. Hands up above the shoulder pitch. Boy, outside corner just got there, 1-2. So Baez battling back. Rockhounds electing to push the runners to second and third with a gorgeous sack bunt from Shane McGuire. Fly ball by Buelvas, not deep enough to bring in a run. Now a 1-2 count to Henry. Baez to Bolte. Pitch bounces to the plate. Back to the screen. Run will score on the wild pitch. Boy, and then he throw on the catcher, threw it away, and two runs will score. Wild pitch and a throwing error on the catcher, Villar. Wow. The Rockhounds score two in unorthodox style. David's going to look at it again. We'll almost guarantee it's going to be a wild pitch and I would think a throwing error. Catcher Villar trying to get the ball to pitcher covering the plate, Henry Baez, but that throw looked pretty errant to me, so we'll see how they are scored, but it's an errant pitch and an error to foul straight back. It is indeed a wild pitch and an E2, and it is 4-0. First of those runs earned, second unearned at this point. Pitch swung on, ground ball down the line. That's a base hit for Henry Bolte, and that's going to be two. And the ball rattles around in the corner, and Henry's coming for three. The throw not in time, and that, I believe, that will be a triple all the way. Henry Bolte's second triple as a Rockhound. And that makes both runs earned, by the way. Triple down the left field line. So the Rockhounds lead this thing 4-0. Bolte with a triple. He's 2-for-2, a single, a steal, and a triple. On the previous sequence, Brendan Malone scores on a wild pitch. and Will Simpson scores on a throwing error to the catcher, Villar. That would not have been an out. Pitches high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes to Jack Winkler, with now a runner at third base. The Rockhounds, 4-0 is the lead. All runs are now earned, despite two errors in the inning. A swing and a miss. It's 1-1 to Jack. So the Rockhounds with a four spot here. Going for Baez, that is really frustrating, of course. By the way, no activity in the bullpen. That's really unusual. Pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. He's facing his eighth batter, long inning, but so many times just in baseball circa 2024, if a pitcher is facing eight batters in an inning, almost always activity behind him. Not the case here. Pitch swung on, and Winkler sends a fly ball to straightaway left. But that's going to be handled, I believe, by Dunn. Lucas is there, and he will handle it indeed for the out. But the Rockhounds score four times in the inning. On five base hits, two errors, both kind of wiped away in terms of scoring. And one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Rockhounds 4-0.
It's Game 5 of the 2017 Texas League Championship Series. Jorge Mateo is the game's first batter. He reaches on an error and scores. It would be the only run of the game. The RBI, fittingly, came on a single off the bat of Theo Sergi Rosa. The Rockhounds had 36 ribbies in the 2017 postseason. Theo had 16 of them. Simply put, the four-peat would not have happened without it. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home, and they led the league with 168 home runs, 102 of them at One Oak Field. 34 batters came to the plate for Tulsa in that game. Every one of them had the chance to tie or give the Drillers the lead. James Nail, who was brilliant in big games in his Rockhounds career, pitched 6 shutout innings, and the bullpen was nearly perfect over the last 3. Kyle Finnegan saved all 3 games in Tulsa, with a final out of Game 5 coming with a tying run on base in the 9th. Tulsa had been 20-2 at home before dropping 3 straight to the Hounds in the title series. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home. They scored a total of 3 runs in games 3, 4, and 5 combined. The Rockhounds team ERA in the title series was 0.67. And in games that would have ended their season, the Rockhounds went 6-0. The last of those 6 wins made Texas League history.
Lucas Dunn leads off for San Antonio. We go to the bottom of the 3rd inning to the Hounds with a 4 spot. Some good swings of the bat, and very frustrating too, certainly for San Antonio. A couple of errors, but all 4 runs are earned. Lucas Dunn, right-handed hitter, stands in, swings at the first pitch. Fly ball lazy to left center, and Denzel is there. And he will glove it for the out. So Lucas Dunn taking a whack at the first pitch from James Gonzalez. One down in the last half of the 3rd inning. Anthony Villar will be the batter. He is the catcher. Villar, left-handed hitter, I believe. You know, he stopped for a moment at the right-hand batter's box. I'm thinking, wait a minute, he's been left-handed the entire series. He was just, I don't know, adjusting the batting gloves, I guess, but he's not wearing it. Okay. Pitcher called strike on the outside edge. Whatever the, I don't know, maybe he was tempted to bat right-handed. I doubt that, just saying, but he is in the left-hand box. 0-1 the count. Ripken Reyes, top of the order on deck. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gonzalez, good breaking pitch. Backs up over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-2. Rockhounds have Jack Winkler shading toward the bag at second, right side of the infield. Solidly playing in the pole. First baseman deep, by the way. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 1-2. So last of the 3rd. Hounds 4-0. Amarillo has an early lead at home over Arkansas, 2-0. Delivery, high and away for a ball. Count goes 2-2. And Northwest Arkansas
scored four times in the bottom of the fifth. They lead Frisco by a score of 6-4. For the Rockhounds, we mentioned the two-week period that started with this series, going head-to-head against the two teams that are pursuing them in the second half and in a potential wild card race, pitched down and away for a ball. It's 3-2 now, so an 0-2 count has now gone to 3-2 to Anthony Villar. Villar is hitting 104. Not a guy you want to walk, although the Hounds have walked him in this series, and it was huge. Delivery swung on and missed, breaking pitch away, and James Gonzalez says, not a second time. Villar drew a walk the other night against Mason Barnett with one on and two out and brought up Robbie Tenorowicz, and he hit a home run. Ripton Reyes is the batter. Actually, I guess it was Ray Patrick Ditter, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Ditter had the three-run home run. Tenorowicz has a three-run home run in the series as well. Pop foul out of play by Reyes. He has a solo home run. It came last night in the bottom of the ninth with one man out and sent the teams to extras before the Rockhounds won the game on a Henry Bolte single. Nobody on, two men down, bottom of the third. James Gonzalez, left-hander from David Panama, delivers down and in for a ball. Count one ball, one strike. Well, I know James's season has been really something that Rockdown's pitching coach Paul Abbott has taken a lot of pleasure in watching. Stretching the left-hander's pitch. I know. Look, the radio guy has nothing to do with what's going on in the field, but I say that, of course, and James lets one fly that goes all the way back to the backstop. It's two balls and a strike. There's no way anything being spoken in a press box can ever have an effect on the playing field, but, boy, sometimes you just kind of wonder. You look over your shoulder a little. Here's the 2-1 now with Reyes waiting. Switch in from the right side and rips a line drive to left field and a diving attempt. And a catch made in left by Perez. Junior Perez, get out of Dodge. That is a line drive toward the left field side and maybe hooking a little bit. And Perez dove and made that catch. That is sensational stuff. Well, Junior got the base hit that started a four-run inning. And he finishes off the bottom half of this inning with a brilliant piece of defense. Totals coming up to the top of the fourth we go. Hounds 4, Missions nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
A four-run top of the third inning as the Hounds on top. 4-0 is our score. The only man not to bat in that inning, Uribiel Angeles, leads it off in the fourth. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Bounced to short his first time up. Henry Baez back to work. There is activity with Raul Brito in the bullpen. He just started throwing. Pitch down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Junior Perez on deck. He started the four-run inning with a base hit. Rockhounds then got an RBI double by Denzel Clark. Bouncer toward third. Handled by Castagnon. Has to unload in a hurry, but he does. And Angeles out by a step. Boy, good play by Castagnon at third base. That was really near the line, and Uribiel hustled, but is thrown out. Brendan Malone followed with a single. Will Simpson, an RBI single, brought Denzel home. Shane McGuire, a sack bunt, put runners at second and third. Brian Blovas flew out to left, but with Henry Bolte at the plate, a wild pitch allowed Malone to score. Simpson scored when catcher Anthony Villar, throwing back to the pitcher at the plate, threw it away. Swinging strike to Junior, 0-1. But moments later, Henry Bolte tripled down the line. And, of course, the bases were empty at that point, but it made all four runs earned. So a tough inning for Henry Baez. Hounds lead 4-0. Pitch swung on, ground ball again to third. Castagnon a little more routine this time. Throw to first, and Junior is out. So two up and two down in the fourth inning. The Rockhounds trying to clinch this series. They've won three of the first four. Here's Denzel now, top of the order, 1-for-2. RBI double and a run scored. Rockhounds 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 4-6-0. D takes with a tough strike, knee-high outside corner, 0-1 from Baez. San Antonio, no runs on 1 hit and 2 errors. Hounds have left 3. Missions have left 1 man on base. Pitch high and away, not by much. 1-ball, 1-strike. And a second Missions hit, absolutely taken away. Brilliant defense by Junior Perez just moments ago to end the bottom of the third. Denzel, little check swing. Interesting, no appeal on that. 2 balls, 1 strike. Lennon Malone waiting on deck. Denzel's RBI is 51st of the season. He waits, swings, high fly ball, right center field, not deep. Mears in right, Hollis in center, and it's Mears in right field who will make the play. So Henry Baez retires the side in order after that rough 4-run third inning and gets a 1-2-3 here in the top half of the fourth. So after 3.5 in San Antonio, Saturday evening baseball, Texas League style, Rockhounds 4 and the Missions nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Two, three, and four in the order for San Antonio. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Connor Hollis, Robbie Tenorowicz, and Marcos Castagnon to face lefty James Gonzalez. Hollis a base hit his first time. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. He sent a sharp one hopper back up the middle. James deflected it. And the ball came to rest in the infield grass between pitcher and short. Don't know that had he not deflected it, I think it probably would have been a single up the middle. So base hit either way. Breaking pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. Connor Hollis at 231. Couple of homers, 22 driven in. has been around a little bit, can play multiple positions, primarily actually second base and center field. I think we've seen him at shortstop as well, another maybe third base a time or two over last season and this. 1-1 count. Gonzalez with a pitch down and in for ball two. You don't need an office solutions. You find a solution. I'm going to tell you about it's baseball. It's just slightly, there's one little bit of a twist to it. Pitch boy down into him. Oh, it did. Yeah, hit by a pitch. Boy, Hollis comes up limping. So that ball kind of somewhere down around the foot. Leadoff man on base. That'll bring up Robbie Tenorowicz. In Japan, they have a version of baseball. It is rubber baseball. And all it is, it's a rubber ball that's a little bit softer than your classic hard ball. So it doesn't rebound off the bat quite as quickly as a hard ball. And basically this type of baseball, which is played at the high school level in Japan, is really aimed at making the game safer for the players. So that's kind of cool. But other than that, I mean, it's still baseball. Just played with a slightly softer rubber ball. And everything else, just straightaway baseball. Runner goes in the first pitch. Delivery down and in, and no throw from Shane McGuire. So a stolen base for Connor Hollis. Before I could tell you he's a good base dealer, he steals a base. He is now 17 for 20, and that's 85%. And that's being a good base dealer. 0-1 to Tenorowicz. Robbie lined out to center fielder Denzel Clark his first time. Well, they had a dickens of a baseball game, the Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament. So it's basically the high school national tournament of Japan. And by the way, this is only 10 years ago. This is modern time. And I don't know that I will pronounce the city names correctly. In fact, I'm fairly sure I won't. But they played a dickens of a game in a semifinal. So it's a big deal. And the nation really paid some attention to it. And boy, did they ever before it was said and done. So it was Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals. Chukio, there's a pitch down and in, 2-1 to Tenorowicz. Chukio and Sotoku High Schools, and they played some baseball between 10 and 50. How many innings did they play in the semifinal? It concluded on this date, 2014. So Chukio, that might be close, and Sotoku, S-O-T-O-K-U. Shouldn't be that tough. They played a heck of a game. Bouncing ball, foul. Count 2-2 to Tenorowicz. Right-handed hitter with power. Between 10 and 50. How many innings did they play? Maybe a couple of pitches here. Toss that one back and forth. The Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals. This date, 2014. Between 10 and 50. How many innings did the two high school teams play? 2-2 stretch and pitch. Well, that's down and in. That's ball three. So James in a bit of a jam here, starting the fourth inning. Hounds lead 4-0. All four runs in the third inning. Tenorowicz, a 3-2 count. First base is now open. Connor Hollis hit by pitch and added a steal to it. Delivery bounced foul. Got out in front of that pitch a little bit, but Tenorowicz got a piece of it. See how Robbie's plate appearance goes, and we'll answer the first part of our trivia on this remarkable bit of baseball in Japan. And of course, that is a baseball crazy country, too. Stretch and pitch by James. Nope, down low, ball four. So, Tenorowicz, or is it now 3-2? It is now 3-2. Forgive me. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, first base open, so Connor Hollis already at second base. Seems like this is about 9 pitches to Tenorowicz. Here's the delivery, and that is ball four. So walking a hit batsman to start the inning, and Missions have two on, nobody out for Marcos Castagnon. Well, Chukio and Sotoku High Schools, between 10 and 50 innings. Here comes Paul Abbott out for a visit. Between 10 and 50 innings, how many did they play? They played 50. 50 innings of baseball in a high school semifinal. And by the way, there is a terrific sidebar to that as well. But they played 50 innings. Now, as Abby visits with James Gonzalez, in 50 innings of baseball, I was going to give you a range. Now, we'll just go with it straight away. In 50 innings of the National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament, in 50 innings in that semifinal matchup, how many runs did the two teams score combined in 50 innings? And I'll tell you what, we'll just go 1 to 100, okay? Between 1 and 100, how many runs did the two high school teams score in 50 innings in the Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals in Japan 10 years ago? Between 1 and, make it out, between 2 and 100. Let's do that. Between 2 and 100, how many runs did they score? Now Marcos Castagnon, 2-1, nobody out. Pitch, swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Jack Winkler made the play, flips to second base for one. Relay from Brennan, he is just in time. Nope, ball came out of the glove of Will Simpson. Will will talk to himself. I don't think that'll be an error. I think it'll just be a 6-4 put out at second base. David might take a second look. If they cleanly got him, then that could go as an error. 6-4 for the put out at second base. So it's a runner at first, a runner at third with one man down. David still might be looking at that. So Castagnon reaching, and here is Joshua Mears. 4-0, 2-1, now 1-out. Pitch high for a ball, 1-1, and no strikes. I think that's a pretty close play. I would think that'll stay as a fielder's choice. He's given it a close look. I wish we had that same look right here. So, left-hander's delivery is sliced foul out of play. Count 1-1, one strike. That is going to go as an error on Will Simpson. So that's an assist for Jack Winkler. I'm sorry. Jack got the assist. Of course, it was Brendan Malone on the relay. So it is an E3. Will Simpson said to have missed the catch. First and third with one man down. It's a fairly close play, but again, in David's judgment, David Humphrey, official scorer here for a long time, he's become one of the really good scorers, I think, in the league, too. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, good off-speed pitch by James, 1-2. So the Missions have runners at the corners. Hasn't been the prettiest of innings for the Hounds. Connor Hollis, a hit batsman, stole second. Robbie Tenorowicz walked. And then the 6-4 put out at second with the drop throw at first. First and third, one away. Pitch by Gonzalez, swing and a miss. And he got Mears to chase up and in. So it is first and third, two men down. Fourth strikeout for James Gonzalez. In 50 innings of baseball at the Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament semifinals on this date, 2014, Chukio and Sotoku, in 50 innings, scored three runs. Three. And one team got all of them. Pitch swung on, looped into right field, not deep. Henry Bolfi on the move. Nope, got to play it on a hop. Bobble the ball, won't matter, run will score. Run will be unearned, but Ray Patrick did her with an opposite field fly ball that drops. Henry made a good effort, just could not get there. So Ditter drives home Connor Hollis. And it is a 4-1 game. Coming from first to third is Marcos Castagnon. It'll flare into right field, not hit hard, but it dropped. First base hit of the inning drives home the run. So it is 4-1 for Juan Zabala, who flew out to right field his first time up. RBI for Ray Patrick Ditter, his 31st, 10 of them against the Rockhounds. Raul Brito continues to warm for San Antonio. Gonzalez pitched right down the middle, called strike to Zabala. 4-1 the score. In that game, we're talking about Chukio won the game. They scored three runs in top of the 50th. Inning. Top of the 50th. Stretch and pitch. That's down the middle of it. Low ball one. One ball, one strike. We'll see where this AB or plate appearance goes. Two other quick notes for you from that remarkable game in the Japanese high school tournament. 3-0 in 50 innings. Wow. How'd you like to call that game? Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and missed. Now foul ball. Foul ball back to the screen. 1-2. So it is a 4-1 ball game. Rockhounds on top. And hit batsman in a walk started this inning. The error certainly factoring in. Otherwise, the inning might be over. In fact, it would be over, but error kept things going. Runner again goes. Pitch swung on and fouled out of play. So 1-2 again. And Ray Patrick did a re-mention what a good base runner he is. He has 28 steals and 32 attempts, so he was going. You have the run as earned on the electronic box score. And again, there are many times when it takes finalizing the inning. That should be an unearned run because if an error was charged to first base, that should have been an out. Backdoor pitch is a swing and a foul ball. Zabala reached for it, but got a piece of it. 1-2. Zabala at the plate. Lucas Dunn on deck. Base runners are Ray Patrick Ditter at first. Marcos Castagnoni is at third. Two men down in the inning. James looking for the exit sign. He'll throw over to first base. Not a bad idea there. Again, Ditter has been running on two pitches already in this sequence. So, well, Brito will come on apparently in the fifth inning for the Missions. He continues to warm. Swinging a fly ball to left field. That is high. That is deep. That ball's got a chance. That is gone. That is out of this yard. We are tied up. Juan Zabala on a 1-2 pitch after fouling off two pitches. And I mean, drove it out of here. Juan Zabala's third home run of the season is a three-run, game-tying home run. Rockhounds will get activity in the bullpen, but my goodness, this is a 4-4 tie. So hit batsman, a walk, an error in the mix, and then a single and a three-run home run, brand new game. Here's Lucas Dunn. Swings, line drive, base hit, left center field. Over to cut it off in a hurry is Perez. Boy, Dunn, who is hitting just 152, but jumped on the first pitch he saw, and the Missions have the go-ahead run on the bases. Just their fourth hit of this game, already have four runs across. So Juan Zabala. Boy, I mean, he absolutely smacked it. So it's a 4-4 ball game with one on and two men down. Anthony Villar will be the batter. David Leal will begin to warm for the Rockhounds in the bullpen. This ball game is brand new. Toss over to first base by Gonzalez. So James not giving up this kind of damage in a while. Now, again, all four of those runs, they are listed as earned on the box score, but if an error was actually called on the would-be double play, there's a called strike, and the count goes 0-1 now to Villar. I believe those runs will be revised to be unearned, but we'll see. Might be something I'm overlooking. Yeah, that never happens. Delivery is a ground ball out to shortstop, and Winkler will make that play. He'll come to first, and a low throw is backhanded on a short hop by Will Simpson. Jack Winkler doesn't make many bad throws. That one was on a hop, and Will Simpson did a nice job to backhand it for the out. But the Missions, after the Hounds got four in the third, the Missions get four in the fourth. Raul Brito will jog in, and he will take over on the mound. We go to the top of the fifth inning, and it is now a 4-4 tie.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth, it's a 4-4 tie. By the way, David Humphrey, I mentioned our official scorer, one of the really nice guys in the league. David took over, I think, just after this ballpark opened, or about the time it did. That was 1994, by the way, so known him a while. He was really a novice when he started the official scoring here, but he's been in that chair ever since and has really become one of the good guys in the league. Came over between innings and did confirm that all four runs are unearned for James Gonzalez, but they certainly count. 4-4 game. Brendan Malone leads it off in the top of the fifth, and Raul Brito on the pitch. Right-hander misses outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Raul Brito, 6'1", 180. 27-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Right-hander delivers. Swung on and fouled back by Brendan. Brendan Malone, Will Simpson, and Shane McGuire in the Rockhounds' fifth in what is now a 4-4 tie. Hounds four runs in the third. Mission's four runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Henry Baez, four innings, six hits, four runs all earned, one walk, couple of strikeouts, and a costly wild pitch. Still a refoul back, and it's 1-2. Raul Brito makes his 31st appearance. He's 3-4, 3.57 ERA. Only 35 hits in 45 and a third. 19 walks against 56 strikeouts. So a high-volume strikeout pitcher, well over a whip per inning for the right-hander. Brendan Malone, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Off-speed pitch. Oh, got him. Big old yacker for a called third strike. Boy, that's one of those just absolutely give you popsicle toes at the plate. And Brendan Malone out on strikes. A big old bender from Raul Brito. So one man down in the top of the fifth. Now, of course, the Missions, I mean, just no question about it. They really need to win today and tomorrow to have any hope remaining in the playoff race. And they have rallied back in this ball game big time. Pitch down and away and a breaking ball to Will Simpson. Will walked in the first, RBI single, and scored a run in the third. Brito set at the belt, right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball, a beauty, called strike 1-1. Man, what a touch with that breaking pitch. Infield has him shaded a little bit to pull, particularly at third base. Rest of the infield moderately shading. Chopper on two hops to short. Handled by Ditter. Strong throw to first for the out. Two men down in the fifth. Oh, and that national Japanese high school tournament we're talking about, rubber ball, which is baseball, but the ball is made of rubber. It's a little softer than a normal hard ball for player safety. 50 innings, right? 3-0 game. Chukyo defeated Sotoku in 50 innings of baseball. Between 1,000 and 1,500, how many pitches were thrown? 50 innings of baseball between 1,000 and 1,500. How many pitches were thrown? We'll make these two quick. Breaking pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's just some stories that nationalpastime.com comes up with that I just think are fascinating. This is one of them. Give you one more pitch here. Here's Shane McGuire waiting. Two down in the inning, nobody on. Shane takes up high for a ball. Well, 1,398 to be precise. So basically 1,400 pitches were thrown. Between 2 and 30, how many pitchers took part in the 50-inning game, which lasted, by the way, 4 days? How many pitchers between 2 and 30? Pitches inside for a ball, and the count 3-0 to Shane. He's bounced to first and dropped down a perfect sacrifice bunt. 3-0 game in 50 innings, took 4 days, 1,400 pitches, basically. How many pitchers between 2 and 30 over 4 days? Pitch swung on, ball hit to first base. That'll be gloved by Tenorowicz. He'll get there with ease. So Raul Brito with a big old yacker along the way. A gorgeous curveball strikeout. Rockhounds now. Last seven batters have been retired in order. So we are midway through a ball game with a lot going on here. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Rockhounds 4, Missions 4.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Top of the order in the bottom of the fifth, Ripton Reyes leads it off. He is 0 for 2, but man, he flat got his pocket picked. Junior Perez made a brilliant diving catch heading toward the left field line. That's to end the third inning, Ripton's last time up. Homer last night sends one just foul wide of the bag at third. Boy, jumped on that pitch. Reyes' home run last night came on a first pitch delivery from Seth Elledge, and he was batting left-handed there. He's a switch hitter. And yanked it out of here, got it over the left field fence. It's a split fence, split billboard signs, and they're separated a little bit, which I've never cared for. Boy, it's tough to read sometimes a home run. Swinging a ground ball to second base. Brendan Malone is there. Throw to first for the out. Reyes retired, one man down. James Gonzalez back to the mound here in the fifth. 4 runs, all unearned, but gave up some damage. We'll end it here, I promise. Japanese National High School Rubber Baseball Tournament. 1,400 pitches were thrown, 1,398 to be precise. 4 days of baseball, 50 innings of baseball. How many pitchers between 2 and 30? Here's Connor Hollis. Takes on the back door, called strike 0-1. The answer is 2. 2. I mean, we worry about guys going too many innings. Now, it's not a hard ball, but it's a full-size baseball. It's a rubber baseball. Pitch down, are you telling me the arm motion isn't the same? Pitch down and in 1-1. And I wrote down the pitcher's names. I would botch the names badly. I don't want to disrespect anyone, but the two kiddos, one of them threw 709 pitches, the other threw 689. Pitch down in 2-1. Over 4 days of baseball. And there is one final thing. Again, the Chukio High School won 3-0 in 50 innings. Two pitchers both pitching all 4 days, 700 pitches each. Bouncy ball foul two and two. I'll leave that one to the folks who know the medical side better than I. But who in the world came up with this? The game went 50 innings, right? 50 innings. Here's the stretch of pitch by James. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away, and Hollis is out on strikes. It's the third time he's gotten the batter really chasing off that outside corner, two down. If that game had gone four more innings, if it had gone 54 innings, at the end of the 54th inning, it wouldn't have been declared a tie. A winner would have been decided by drawing a team name by random. There are only two of them. Bouncing ball foul wide of the bag at third up. Robbie Tenero, it's his bat. So apparently they put the two names in a hat and would draw one out. Who came up with that bit of malarkey? I mean, goodness gracious, you play 54 innings and you're in a tie? Call it a tie. And why 54? I mean, who at that table said, you know, they've gone 50 innings is just fine. 54, that's ridiculous. Let's call this thing, let's call it off and just draw a name for a winner. You know, that's grown-ups messing with a kid's game right there. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike to Tenerowitz. But the kids played 50 innings. Chukio won it 3-0. Crazy stuff. Japanese National High School Baseball Rubber Baseball Tournament. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. 53 innings just fine. 54, call it off. Grown-ups, man, grown-ups. We are driving in our own lane on the freeway of life. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit it short. Winkler there makes the play. Sets up, throws, and each team will go in order here in the fifth inning. David Leal, by the way, has begun to warm again for the Hounds, so we'll see if five innings might be it for James. ERA will go down in this ballgame. He did not give up an earned run, did the Hounds lefty. And we will go to the top half of the sixth. So totals coming up. And after five complete in San Antonio, Rockhounds and Missions a 4-4 tie.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
We've got a battle of punch-counterpunch going here today. Rockhounds scored four times, bottom half of the third inning. Junior Perez a single. Denzel Clark, RBI double. Brennan Malone kept it going with a base hit. Will Simpson, an RBI single. Sack bunt by Shane McGuire set the table, and with two men down, a wild pitch compounded by a throwing error by catcher Anthony Villar allowed two runs to score. The runs would have scored anyway. Henry Bolte followed with a triple. Hounds led it 4-0. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, Connor Hollis is hit by a pitch, steals second. Robbie Tenerowitz walks. Marcos Castagnoli's ground ball to shortstop. Jack Winkler to Brendan Malone for one. Brennan's relay throw is a little bit low, but dropped by Will Simpson. That goes as an error on the first baseman. But Joshua Mears struck out for the second out. Ray Patrick Ditter hit a little flare RBI single that dropped, bringing home Connor Hollis. And on a 1-2 pitch, Juan Zabala belted a three-run home run. Game tied at four. Top of the sixth, Brian Buelvas leads off and takes outside for a ball from Raul Brito, who retired the side in order with a strikeout in the fifth inning. Brian Buelvas, Henry Bolte, and Jack Winkler for the Hounds in inning number six. Brito's pitch swung on and missed. 1-1 to Brian. Into the totals here in a moment. Again, all four runs against James Gonzalez are unearned. That'll be the brighter side of things when all is said and done on this day for James. Let's see if he comes back for the sixth. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. David Leal had been warming. He is now taking a seat, but he is, I'm sure, basically ready to go. Hounds have four runs on six hits and an error, 4-6-1. San Antonio, four runs, four hits, two errors, 4-4-2. 2-1 pitch. Sent foul right back to the screen. Brian 0 for 2. He has flown to right and flown to left field in this game. Northwest Arkansas is leading Frisco going to the bottom of the eighth in Springdale. It's Northwest Arkansas 7, Rough Riders 4. Northwest Arkansas trying to hang around in the North Division wild card race. First half champ Springfield does lead by 2 over Arkansas. Both teams are trailing tonight. Stretch and pitch. Back up delivery, left side, but he handled nicely by Castagnon. Throw to first base in time. Brian got out in front of that breaking pitch that Brito has thrown two or three times and sent it to third, handled by Castagnon. One man down in the sixth inning. And Wichita has defeated Springfield 6-1. That's the fifth win this year for the Wind Surge over the Cardinals. But Arkansas, with the door open for them, they trail bottom of the sixth inning at Hodgetown, Amarillo 4, Arkansas 1. And this is a 4-4 tie here. Backup pitching a good one called strike. Boy, Brito, really good touch with off-speed stuff. Now, David Leal begins to warm again, so he will come on in the sixth inning. James Gonzalez, just one kind of a speed bump inning, a swing and a miss. Henry chasing the fastball up. What a good combination of pitches right there by Brito. That off-speed thing that he has really thrown well. Comes back with a fastball up, and Henry could not lay off. That's really good pitching. A mix of deliveries there. 0-2 to Henry. Single and a steal and a triple. 2-for-2 on base in 15 straight games. Pitch sails way up high from Raul Brito. One ball and two strikes. Brito will... Oh, ball got away. Although he was walking toward second base, and of course with the pitch clock, you wonder, but the return throw got away, so that will be allowed. Brito has struggled a bit against the Hounds, but not in this game. He is a high strikeout pitcher, but he's also given up some damage. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Brito has faced the Hounds 7 previous times, a 6.10 ERA, 10 hits in 10 innings, 8 walks, 19 strikeouts, 2 strikeouts per inning. Breaking pitch down and away, count goes full, 3-2. So Henry got down 0-2, and now the count full. Let's see what Brito throws here. And he's had a great touch with that off-speed stuff. Comes back with a fastball, got him swinging a miss. Foul tip hung on to by Villar. Strikeout number 2 for Brito in inning 2/3. Two men down for Jack Winkler. 6:05 tomorrow, series finale in this one. Hounds are home next week, final homestand. One more time around for 2-for-1 Tuesday and half-price dogs on Wednesday. One more time for Thirsty Thursday as well. Jack Winkler 0-for-2. Swings, line drive left field. Once you know, going to hang up just enough, and there to make the play is Lucas Dunn. Well, when it's not going your way at the plate, those are the kind of good swings that are caught. So in this last 10 in a row now, retired by Missions pitching in this game. David Leal will jog in, and we'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. After 5.5, Rockhounds and Missions, a 4-4 tie.
Without Vio Surging Rosa, there would almost certainly not have been a four-peat or a three-peat of championships for the Rockhounds. In the 2016 division playoffs against an outstanding Corpus Christi team, the series was tied at a game apiece. In pivotal Game 3, it's the Hooks 5, the Rockhounds 3, with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Vio lifts a high drive to right field. A few breathtaking seconds later, the ball lands on the right field berm, a walk-off grand slam. And it's the Rockhounds, not the Hooks, who take a 2-1 lead in the series. The Hounds, as you know, went on to claim their third consecutive title. In the 2017 Division Series, Vio sets a Texas League postseason record with 8 runs batted in a Game 1 win over heavily favored San Antonio. The Rockhounds would go on to defeat the Missions, advancing to their fourth straight title series. Game 5 of the championship versus Tulsa.
Vio's first-inning single drives in the game's only run as the Hounds complete a stunning turnaround to defeat the Drillers and complete the four-peat. In the 2017 postseason, the Rockhounds had 36 RBIs. Vio had 16 of them. He didn't play in the big leagues, but Vio was a fan favorite and holds a unique place in the franchise's history. And, all things considered, his walk-off grand slam stands as one of the most significant swings in the Texas League's 136 years.
To the bottom of the sixth we go. Marcos Castagnon will lead it off against David Leal. Left-hander out of the Hounds bullpen. Delivers outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Well, that ballgame just talked about Vio Sergi Rosa, the opener of that series with the Missions in the playoffs in 2017. That was a tremendous San Antonio team. Pitch fouled back. Down comes the submarine delivery, fouled into the seats. 1-1 to Marcos Castagnon. He is 0-2. Reached on an error in the fourth inning. Came around to score on the home run by Juan Zabala. Joshua Mears and Ray Patrick Ditter will follow. Zabala would be fourth in the inning. Pitch in the inside corner called strike. Castagnon backing away, but the pitch got the inside half. 1-2. Vio at 8 runs batted in one playoff game. That's an all-time record. And you know, you set a significant mark like that in Texas League history. It's 136 years. In about 130 seasons, I believe.
Pitch swing and a miss. Boy, did he chase that. Castagnon really reaching for that. He was fooled by the Leal delivery up and away, swinging strike three. David with a whiff. Joshua Mears 0-2. He struck out twice against James Gonzalez. James, five innings, four hits, four runs, none earned, one walk, five strikeouts, a wild pitch, and a hit batsman. Leal comes set. David with a drop down submarine delivery, but yanks that one a little bit high. One ball, no strikes. On the season, left-hander 4-3. Very good 3.76 ERA. 25th appearance, all but two out of the bullpen. Fastball lifted high in the air to center. Back is Denzel. Going to run out of steam, but not before it goes about 400 feet. Just shy of the track and straightaway center right in front of the 407 sign. So that ball went about 390, 395, but Mears drove into the deepest part of the ballpark, and Denzel there to make the catch. Two men down. Here's Ray Patrick Ditter. Not an infield hit, a little flare base hit to right field that drove in the first run of the fourth inning. And moments later, Juan Zabala drove in three with one big time swing. The Owls pitch bends down and in for a ball. 1-0 from David. Bottom of the sixth and a 4-4 tie. And now comes set. Left-hander's pitch, fastball at Dandy, outside corner at the knees, 1-1. Again, that pitch won't touch 90 or anything of the sort, but again, sets it up with the great off-speed stuff, and all the more so this season with the submarine motion mixed in. What makes that, 86, 87 look a lot faster. Breaking pitch, then is swung on and missed, 1-2. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the sixth inning. Rockhounds 4, Missions 4. Sky is pitch black all around us. We have made the journey fully in tonight. Got a fireworks night crowd on hand here at Nelson Wolf Stadium. David's pitch sails up high, and the count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Juan Zabala on deck. Ray Patrick Ditter. Points that bat almost straight to the sky as he waits. Swings and misses. Off-speed pitch got him. David Leal, 1-2-3 in the sixth with a pair of strikeouts. And this ball game, boy, a couple of uprisings. Now the Hounds have retired seven in a row. And the Missions have retired 10 batters in a row. So to the top of the seventh we go. After six complete, Rockhounds 4, Missions 4.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
We go to the top of the seventh inning. Uribiel Angeles will lead it off. 10 in a row retired by the Mission, 7 in a row retired now by the Hounds pitchers. After each team scored four times in one inning. Angeles is 0 for 2. He's bounced out twice. Shows bunt. Takes down and away for a ball. 1-0 from Raul Brito. Brito into his third inning of work. Six up, six down. Two strikeouts. Top of the seventh inning in a 4-4 tie. Hounds got the first four. Missions the next four. Brito set. Pitch to Angeles outside for a ball. Good patience there. Pitch was clearly a little bit wide, but not by much. Uribiel, then Junior Perez, and back up top for Denzel Clark. Set by the right-hander, delivered. That's outside. That's ball three. So Brito, a 3-0 count to Uribiel, who figures almost certainly to be taking here. Breeze has almost gone away. The flag's just very, almost as in slow motion, just barely moving. 3-0 pitch, up high, ball four. So Brito, who's been sharp, walks the leadoff batter on four pitches in the seventh, and here's Junior Perez. Junior 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored in the Rockhounds' four-run third inning. Right-handed hitter steps to the plate to the tune of riding the storm out. What's that, REO Speedwagon, I do believe. I'm pretty sure. Here's the stretch. Pitch by Brito. Looking to bunt, but pushing it. Foul is Junior. 0-1. Well, that again, the ability to bunt, well, not a whole lot of guys have it anymore, but that would really benefit Junior. He's got such good speed. And a guy who could, in this kind of a situation, could push a runner to second base with a sacrifice, and in doing so, give himself a chance to reach. Push the first one just foul. 0-1 count. Delivery is way up and away. Throw behind the runner at first base. Close, but not in time. One ball, one strike. Our umpiring crew, Trevor Patience from Laguna Niguel, California, behind home plate. Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa, is our crew chief at first. And Brandon Tipton from Katy, Texas, is at third base. 1-1 count. Perez waits. Pitch by Brito. Junior not showing bunt, takes down and away, 2-1. So Brito behind in the count after proffering up the walk on four pitches to start the inning. From the belt, right-hander's delivery to Junior, right down the middle, called strike, 2-2. Junior steps out for a moment. Didn't reset the clock, just got a look at third base coach Gregorio Petit. 2-2 count, pitch by Brito, breaking pitch way outside, all in, a runner's caught off the bag. Angeles is out. Yep, that's caught stealing. Boy, he got himself going toward the bag. Well, I'm going to see what David says on that. I think that is technically a caught stealing. So it's 3-2 to Perez on a pitch that was way down and away. But, boy, Uribe will talk to himself for a week on that one. He is caught off the bag, whether it goes as a pickoff or a caught stealing, and I think it will be the latter. Boy, that's just, again, cannot make that kind of a mental mistake at all, especially in a tie game. Pitch to Perez, fouled back, count is 3-2. See if they enter that in the official box score in a moment. It'll go as a pickoff by the catcher, is how David views that. But either way, boy, that's a costly one for the Rockhounds. Junior Perez takes down and away ball four. Boy, how costly is that now? That should be a runner in scoring position. Instead, it's one on and one out instead of first and second, nobody out. Denzel Clark, the batter, top of the order for the Rockhounds, fourth time through. Denzel 1-for-3 with an RBI double and an RBI. Also scored a run. That in the Rockhounds' four-run third inning. Missions countered with four in the fourth. And that's where we stand. Denzel waits. Perez, again, really good base runner. Not going. Pitch to D. Fouled away. 0-1. Junior Perez. And again, another reason the Rockhounds really want to get that bat going. He does have a base hit in this game. Junior, 27-for-32 in stolen bases. Right-hander on the mound, not going. Pitch to Denzel, down and away, and they throw behind and run it again. Another one, they got him! Oh, my goodness. Villar picks off Perez. Well, Anthony Villar is out of his mind right now. Now, the previous pickoff, that's the mistake of the base runner all the way with Uribe. He got caught off the bag. This time, that's just a good, strong throw, and Perez picked off. Boy, I'd love to know what's going through Gregorio's mind right now. One ball, one strike to D. Base is empty on two walks. Called strike 1-2. Wow. Lead-off walk, pickoff. One-out walk, pickoff, 1-2 count. These are the times that drive managers to the Pepto-Bismol, or the Tums, depending on your point of view. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2. Boy, Raul Brito, you know, I'd kid around about, you know, you owe your catcher a cheeseburger for whatever have you, or a player behind you making a great play. My goodness, you owe him a steak dinner. Pitch to D right down the middle, struck him out. Oh, my goodness, what an inning. Two walks, two pickoffs, and Brito and Villar with a handshake, but my goodness. Well, that's a Pepto-Bismol inning for sure for the Rockhounds. So we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And a takedown to the ball game time. This game remains a 4-4 tie.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
David Leal will go back to the mound. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. San Antonio, bottom third of the order. Juan Zabala, who has a three-run game-tying home run in this game, will lead it off. Left-hander Jackson Wolf warming in the bullpen for San Antonio. And we go to the bottom half of the seventh. Now, David. Well, that's interesting. He just announced David Leal as the pitcher. He pitched the last inning. Let me check the box score, make sure. I'm trusting that was just a PA mistake. Because I promise you, David came into the game in the last inning. Oh, I'm not sure they got that one. I'll make sure that David knows. Here's a bunt attempt and a foul ball off the bat of Juan Zabala. Hit the three-run home run last try and trying to bunt his way on in this one. So not quite sure why, but I guess they didn't get... Got a box score, has David, with one inning having been pitched. So just a miscommunication to the PA guy, who is, by the way, about 15 feet from the official scorer, so... Not sure why, but that's A-okay. Leal in his second inning of work. Pitch from David, punched foul, and the count goes 0-2. Non-Googleable trivia, just to have a little bit of fun, because today is, of course, really college football already underway. We know that, but today is kind of the, I mean, man, it's a jamboree. Started with Georgia. Holy mackerel, are they good. Wow, that's one big bad Bulldog beat Clemson. What was it, 31-3? Clemson was ranked 14th. Tapper back to the mound. David makes the play. He almost sawed the bat off in Zabala's hand, and Juan kind of fought that off and just looped it right back to David. A little soft line drive for the out, one down in the seventh. Here's Lucas Dunn, 1-for-2 with a sharp single. So, yeah, I guess the number one team in the country made a little bit of a statement today, and that wasn't Cupcake State, man. That was... No, Clemson in what they used to be, perhaps, but my goodness, that's still the number 14 team in the country. Pitcher called strike to Lucas Dunn. So let's ask you a goofy one. And kids, by the way, the championship wasn't always decided on the field. Pitched down low for a ball, 1-1. For a long, 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 long time, of course, it was voting. So just for fun, which conference won or had the champion the first 31 seasons of college football? One conference had the national champion for the first 31 years of college football. What was the conference? Foul ball straight back to the screen, 1-2. And yep, it is always cool. Man, there's stuff going on. Of course, Hounds are playing some baseball. Baseball being played at the big league level, too. You got college football, you got FedEx Cup being decided in golf. Lots of great stuff. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. Crazy time of the year, isn't it, with all the things going on. Of course, golf will kind of wind up after today, at least to a point. Or after tomorrow, I should say. 2-2 pitch from David. Got him, called third strike down the middle. Boy, sets up that fastball so well with the other pitches, and again, really, the difference, that's of course, it's always been his M.O. I mean, David does not throw 90 miles an hour. He throws fastball between 85 and, 87. But this season, with the addition and the challenging addition of incorporating the submarine style as part of his repertoire, man. Got to tip your cap the way he has adapted. Swinging a fly ball to left field. Back up or kind of jammed on the pitch and flying out to left is Anthony Villar. So a one-pitch swing and a fly ball out to left field. And David Leal has faced six. He has retired six. Well, you can Google. That's okay. We'll mess with it a little bit when we come back anyway. We'll go to the top half of the eighth inning. And after seven complete, Rockhounds 4, Missions 4.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Six-foot-seven-inch left-hander Jackson Wolf comes on to pitch. We go to the eighth inning. Raul Brito, three very good innings with some remarkable help from his catcher. No runs or hits, two walks, both retired on pickoffs at first base. So great stuff for the Missions, not so great for the Rockhounds, that's for sure. That kind of stuff, of course, will drive you about three-quarters of the way out of your mind. So we go to the top of the eighth inning. Give you totals here in a moment. Our non-Googleable trivia. What conference had the first 31 college football champions? And, of course, now there are, what, four conferences? There are probably more like three conferences, really. How many teams does the Big Ten now have? Like, 37 anyway. Well, a long time ago, kiddos, and I mean a long time ago, they've been playing college football since the 1800s. Hope you know that. From 1869 to 1900, one conference had every one of the champions. And it's probably not going to happen this year. It was the Ivy League. Yale won 14 of them. Pitched down the middle to Brendan Malone from Jackson Wolf, and it's 0-1. Princeton won the first four, I think. They won, I think, about 11 of them. Yale won 14. Harvard won a few. Pitched outside for a ball, 1-1. Boy, different time, space, and dimension. It was, of course, just kind of a sidebar story to the college experience. And anymore, boy, it's front and center, is it not? The 1-1 pitch, Brendan Malone takes up and in from Wolf for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Yep, Ivy League got the first 31. Weren't a whole lot of other people playing football, of course, but the Ivy League won the first 31 national championships. 14 of the Yale Bulldogs, the Elon. Swinging a pop-up, right side, may be playable. Tenero was in pursuit, nope, going to drift into the seats, not by much. About three or four rows. 2-2 to Brendan Malone. Will Simpson and Shane McGuire to follow in the Rockhounds' eighth inning. 4-4 ties. So as the guys return to their defensive positions, totals in this game through seven. Rockhounds 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 4-6-1. Missions 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, 4-4-2. Juan Zabala, 3-run game-tying home run in the fourth. Brendan Malone, 1-for-3. Single and a run scored. Sanders between a couple of strikeouts. Takes outside for a ball. 3-2. Jackson Wolf out of the bullpen. Got a little bit of big league time as Jackson. Wolf making just his third appearance with the mission. 6-7 left-hander delivers. And, boy, just missed. Boy, Malone confidently tossed that bat away, and he is right. Well, for the second straight inning, a leadoff walk. The Hounds, remember, two walks in the seventh, and both base runners were picked off. Uribe Alanjuelez just broke a little bit on a pitch, and he was caught in no man's land pretty clearly. And then Junior Perez just caught leaning a little bit, and the snap throw by Anthony Villar got him. Now here's Will Simpson. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. So Jackson Wolf on in relief. Henry Baez started. Raul Brito, three scoreless innings with some help from Villar. Stretch and Wolf's pitch. Bouncer back up middle. Got a chance. That is a base hit deflected off of Glove of Reyes. Turning and coming to third base is Brendan Malone. There'll be no throw. First and third, Will Simpson. My goodness, how good has he been? Well, one of those great stories, too. Again, a guy who I think, well, almost without doubt, would have been the starting first baseman for the Rockhounds next season, and I would think probably will. But with Nick Kurtz being sidelined, he gets a call up from Lansing, and all he has done, he's 2-for-3 in this game. He's 8-for-18. It's 444, by the way. Very small sample size, of course. Now here's Shane McGuire, first and third, nobody out. Shane swings, punches one, left field, over the head of the shortstop on the drawn-in infield. That will dribble into left field for an RBI single. Boy, if you ever want a classic example of the risk you run when you bring the infield in, and of course it pays off a lot, but that ball barely, and I mean barely, got the outfield grass in left field. It had almost rolled to a stop by the time left fielder Dunn got to it. Real soft line drive. Real soft floater, really. Not a line drive at all, just a floater. But the shortstop Bitter was playing in. Ball went over his head. And we're not going to get a replay on it. I really wish we could see it again. I don't think that ball got more than 10 feet onto the outfield grass. If you're playing at your normal depth, I mean, you make that catch 99 times out of 100 and probably should make it 100 out of 100. Instead, it is an RBI base hit. Went for Shane McGuire again. I can't really say, but for Shane, you know, he's just trying to make some kind of contact there. First and third infield drawn in, and he made just enough contact to get an RBI, his 31st of the year. Hounds lead 5-4. Now here's Brian Belvoss, first and second, nobody out. Pitch down the middle, called strike from Wolf, and it's 0-1. Another leadoff walk to Brendan Malone, then Simpson with a sharp base hit up the middle, deflected by Reyes. And a little soft looper RBI for Shane McGuire. Pitch fouled back off Brian's bat. Count is 0-2, so the Hounds have their second lead of this game. Got four in the third, missions likewise in the fourth. And now here in the eighth inning, Hounds on top, two on, but nobody down. Belvoss with an 0-2 count. Jackson Wolf to look at second, pitch to the plate. That ball lined into left field, a base hit. That's going to load him up. Ball was hit basically right at base runner Will Simpson. No chance to score on that, but Brian Belvoss, boy, that's a good AB. Against the left-hander with a lot of experience at 0-2. Line drive, base hit, left field. Base is loaded. Nobody down. When Brian Belvoss, again, you look now, remember, only 13 games remain in the regular season when this game is in the books. And Brian Belvoss, boy, what a time to perhaps come into his own. He's reached base in 15 straight, has hits in seven of his last eight. Sorry, Belvoss, excuse me, in his last six games, 8-for-24, and hitting .273 in his last 14. Gave you the wrong guy's stats for a moment, but he has been swinging the bat really well. Here is Henry Bolte, and he is the guy who has the 15-game on-base streak. Fouls this one away, 0-1. Henry, 2-for-3. Single, stolen base, and a triple. Didn't drive home a run, but it made two runs earned. 0-1 count, base is full, nobody out. Pitch to Henry. Down and in, ball one, one ball, one strike. So the Hounds lead 5-4. Jackson Wolf comes set. Left-hander delivers, and that ball swung on and missed, 1-2. Jackson just one big league game, but again, he has pitched in the show. Started for the Padres a year ago, one ball game. Gave up three runs on six hits in five innings. That's respectable. Big, tall left-hander, tall and slender. Here's the one ball, two-strike stretch and pitch to Bolte. Checked his swing. Did he go? Nope, did not. So count is 2-2. Leadoff walk to Brendan Malone. Turns into a run. Back-to-back-to-back singles. Simpson, McGuire, and Belvoss. They are all on base. 2-2 count. Bolte waits. Pitch by Wolf. Fouled off. Right side. Out of play. 2-2. Ball game at the top of the eighth inning. Hounds have broken a 4-all tie. They lead 5-4. Simpson at third, McGuire at second, Belvoss is at first. Long set by Wolf, pitch to Henry. Swing and a miss, he got it. So Henry 2-for-4, single, steal, triple, couple of strikeouts. And Luke Monch, he is terrific. He runs to the mound unless he's going out there to lift the pitcher. Now in this case, there's nobody in the bullpen. So Luke Monch actually sprinted out to the mound. If you don't want it, well, even if you don't call it a full-out sprint, it's pretty doggone close. And yet he jogs, well, again, more than a jog, back to the dugout. Love that. So bottom of the, or top rather, of the eighth inning, 5-4, Rockhounds lead this game. Northwest Arkansas has defeated Frisco. So the Rough Riders, boy, how good have they been? 75-50 on the season for Frisco. In Frisco, Rockhounds, Springfield, and Arkansas have been the four best in the Texas League clearly this season. Jack Winkler, the batter, boy, he'd love to get going, swinging a pop-up. Boy, it's just gone that way lately for Jack. That'll be handled an infield fly rule. Reyes will make the catch anyway. So Jack popping at second base, and two men are down just that quickly. Here's Uribe Angeles. Boy, baseball can be just a flat-out cruel game. Jack just not able to get much going in the second half of this season. Pops out there. Bases are full, so just a one-run ball game. Rockhounds have broken the tie. They'd like to do more, and here is Angeles. Uribe, 0-for-2 plus a walk, after which he was picked off first base that one inning ago. The bases are still full. There are now two men down. Jackson Wolf out of Gahanna, Ohio. Left-hander's pitch. Boy, fastball just in for ball one. Jackson really thought he had a strike there. Kind of turned away and looked at the sky for a moment. Uribe Angeles, right-handed hitter. Bases full, two men down, 5-4 Hounds in the top of the eighth inning. Set by Wolf. Pitch, ground ball, left side. Castagnon deflects it, can't make the play. That's going to score two. Going to bring runners to the corners. Base hit for Angeles, and the Rockhounds do add a couple. Uribe with a sharply hit ball to third base. I don't think you can count anything but a base hit there. That is going to go as an error. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, it's going to score two. Uribe, I don't know. That is going to go as an error on Castagnon. Well, the Hounds, of course, well, the runs still count. But, boy, Uribe, I just got to think you got your pocket picked a little bit there. It was really good. That's tough. That's tough to see. I was sharply hit. So two-run score. Buelvas comes to third. First and third with two men down. Pitch outside for a ball to Junior Perez. Wow. So the runs will be, the first run, of course, he has earned. The second two will be unearned. First and third, two runs across. 7-4 Rockhounds. Well, that ball was sharply hit, folks. Pitch outside for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Wow. Well, sometimes you think, and of course you can't possibly do it. My goodness, baseball, you know, baseball scoring covers pretty much everything as it is. But my goodness, there should be somewhere between a half hit, half error. Got to get at least one ribby on that and a half a hit. Pitch outside and high for a ball, three balls, no strikes. Kind of like the cross between a wild pitch and a passed ball. Boy, that was really good contact, and that ball got to Castagnon in a hurry. It looked to me like he was reaching for it and deflected it, but again, obviously opinion's part of it too. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and that'll get there. Called strike, and it's 3-1 to Junior. Perez 1-for-2, single and a run scored starting the 4-run third inning. He bounced to third base in the fourth inning, walked in and flat, got picked off in the seventh. And whether the Hounds come out on top of this game or not, that I'm sure that, and Uribe getting picked off, back-to-back base runners walking and getting picked off first base, that will be discussed, I'm sure. 3-1 to Junior. Two on, two out. Three runs across. Pitch down and in. Boy, a good stop by Villar. The bases are loaded. Top of the order, here's Denzel. His activity, by the way, in the San Antonio bullpen behind Jackson Wolf. Right-hander Bradley Rodriguez, you know, relief pitcher and a good prospect, by the way, closed the door on Wednesday night in the Mission's win in this series. Top of the order, Hounds have battered around at the top of the eighth inning. And now it looks like Anthony Villar wants to talk with Jackson Wolf, so they will discuss. Sunday baseball, 6:05 will be our start time tomorrow. Right-hander Ryan Burgert will go for San Antonio. 2-8 with a 5-1-1 ERA, although he's been part of a no-hitter. He went six perfect innings as part of a Mission's no-hitter in this season. And Jack Perkins will get the Sunday start, 1-1 with a 3.86 ERA. Rockhounds rotation for next week will change a little bit. Chen Zhuang has been placed on the 7-day injured list. Hopefully that's precautionary. Pitched yesterday and struggled a little bit for the first time. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Denzel, 0-1. 1-for-4, RBI double and a run scored. The missions have kept Denzel largely under wraps. He is 4-for-20 in the series. Left-hander Wolf with a pitch. Just missed inside. 1-ball and 1-strike. Brendan Malone on deck. He started this inning with a base on balls. Hounds have scored 3 times. 2 will be unearned, but that's a little misleading. Pitch swung on and a foul tip off the glove of the catcher, Villar. Dribbles over toward the Hounds dugout on the first base side. That's 1-2. Amarillo still leading Arkansas 4-2. And as mentioned, Northwest Arkansas has dispatched the Frisco Rough Riders 7-5. Hounds could move 3 in front of the Rough Riders with 13 to go. That, of course, for the second half pennant. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. The two races we're talking about, of course, are directly connected, but they are, in one sense, separate. The potential wild card, if Frisco wins the second half, and just the second half race itself, which is a two-horse race for sure. Pitch to D, chopper up the middle, but Reyes is there, and he'll just take it right to the bag. So Reyes makes the play at second base unassisted. Rockhounds score 3 runs in the inning. 3 runs on 3 base hits. 1 error. Although you reveal, I think you at least ought to, should have gotten at least 1 RBI on that. And bases are left full out of hounds. We'll see if that comes back to haunt. So we go to the bottom half of the 8th inning. And David Leal will go back to the mound after 7.5 innings of play. Rockhounds have taken the lead for the second time in this game. It's a Rockhound 7 and the San Antonio Missions 4.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the 8th inning, top of the order, Ripken Reyes leads off against David Leal, who bends one over the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Connor Hollis and Robbie Tenerowitz will follow, and I have a little scoring update for you. After a pitch or two, we'll see how this at-bat goes for Reyes. Ripken 0-for-3, but boy, he got robbed by Perez. Ground ball to the right side, handled by Brendan Malone. Set up, throw to first base for the out. Reyes retired in the 8th inning. Now, talking about David Humphrey several times during this ball game. Again, he's been the official scorer here for a long time. He went back, he looked at the play on the ball hit by Uribe Angeles, and David's just a terrific guy anyway. He has changed the call. It is a base hit, 2-run single for Angeles. Visiting radio guy got one right. Uh-oh, the earth may just spin slightly differently for the next hour. Pitch a called strike to Connor Hollis, 0-1. Really sharply hit ball. So all 3 runs earned to Jackson Wolf and 2 ribbies for Uribiel along with a base hit. Backdoor pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1 to Connor Hollis, who is 1-for-2 Connor a single in the first inning, was hit by a pitch, stole a base and scored in the fourth, struck out in the fifth inning, his first three plate appearances all against starter James Gonzalez. Pitch chopped out to shortstop, second short hop. Oh, good play by Jack Winkler, makes the play. That ball kind of flattened out, took a kind of a funny hop, flattened a little bit. Nice play by the Hound shortstop. You know, I guess it's cliche, or at least it's commonly said. I don't know that that makes it a cliche, really, but Jack Winkler does not, hasn't taken the hitting woes. It's been a tough second half for him at the plate. Doesn't take that into the field, and that is more easily said than accomplished. Here's Robbie Tenero, which swings at a fly ball to left field. That's well struck, but I think room for Junior, and he'll make the play. Tenero, which liked the look of that first pitch from David Leal. And he had a little top spin on it, ran out of steam well short of the track in left field. And Junior tucks it away. 1-2-3, go the Missions. We go to the top of the ninth inning in San Antonio. Had a cool story for you on our Astound Broadband Road to the Show coming up. End of the eighth inning, Rockhound 7, Missions 4.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning, and the man who led off the eighth will lead off tonight, Brendan Malone, against Jackson Wolf, who stays in the game. First pitch swing and a foul tip off the glove of catcher Anthony Villar, and it's 0-1. Brendan Malone, Will Simpson, and Shane McGuire. Rockhounds have 7 runs on 10 base hits. Missions 4 runs on 4 hits. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Since the Missions scored 4 in the fourth inning, and including the last out of that inning, Rockhounds pitching has retired 13 in a row, including 9 in a row by David Leal. Pitch will get there in the inside half to Brendan Malone. It's 1-2. Tyler Baum is warming in the bullpen. The way this ball game stands right now, that would be a save scenario. Tyler has had only one save chance on the season. But he is the man warming. Pitch chopped back for the Mount Boys. A high hop. I don't know they're going to get him. Nope, they're not. That ball is stuck. drops for a base hit for Brendan Malone. Every once in a while I say it, man, if you get a hit that looks like one of my little league hits, man, you're living a good life. That was just a bouncer that dropped. I don't think anybody had a chance. So Malone just, boy, that is the Baltimore chop of all time. That is just something right there. That ball bounced on a huge high hop and settled down to terra firma and basically almost didn't move. It was that soft a hop between the pitcher and the catcher in the mound and the dish, first base side. Brendan with a base hit. Will Simpson takes low and away. Well, that's one of those, again, you say you loosen the seams on a thing and somebody catches it sometimes, and other times you get one that just feathers its way, a big mile-high hop, and it settles in for an infield single. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Cool story. Gulf Coast League, that's a rookie league. Doesn't exist anymore. Or does it? Yeah, I guess that one still does. It's a short season single A. Doesn't exist anymore, which I think is tragic. But that's another story for another day, way, way, way down the road. Here's the 2-0. Ball hit in the air, right field. Well struck, going back, and still back in there to make the catch on the track as Mears in deep right field. Boy, Will Simpson missed an opposite field home run by about 10 feet. Deep in the gap to right center field, one man down for Shane McGuire. 1990 is the final day of the season. There was a pitcher in the Gulf Coast League who was leading the league in earned run average by a bunch, but he didn't have enough innings to qualify officially for the league ERA title. If he won that league ERA title, he got a $500 bonus. Now, it's 1990, and you're talking about rookie players here. That's a good amount of money. Pitch swung on. Fly ball center field, not deep. Hollis is right there. He'll make the catch. Shane McGuire flies out to Connor Hollis. Two down with one man on. So it is the last day of the season, and his team is playing a doubleheader, 2 7-inning games. His manager gives him the baseball in one of the games of the doubleheader, trying to give him enough innings to qualify for the ERA title. The young pitcher makes his only start of the season. He'd gone 21 appearances as a reliever, pitch inside for a ball. Not only does he win the ERA title, he throws a no-hitter. 7-inning no-hitter finishes. Listen to this ERA. 0.17. He gave up one earned run in 52 innings and qualified on the last day. That is cool. Pitcher called strike. It's 1-1. So he got his $500 bonus, tossing a no-hitter when he needed to get some innings to lower to get that ERA qualified. That's pretty good. Went back to relieving, by the way. Started later in his career. Line drive, center field, and Hollis is there. He'll make the catch. Yeah, he actually did start for a while and then eventually settled his way into the bullpen for good. He earned a lot more than that $500, but I bet he remembers that to this day. That reliever was Mariano Rivera. Yeah, worked out pretty well. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rockhounds with a 3-run advantage, and Tyler Baum is on to pitch. To the last of the ninth we go. Rockhounds 7, Missions 4.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Right-hander Tyler Baum out of the Rockhounds bullpen. It is a save scenario. 7-4 the score. He'll face the middle third of the order. Marcos Castagnon and Joshua Mears. And Ray Patrick Ditter with a 3-run advantage. David Leal, my goodness, 9 up, 9 down, struck out 3, and continues to be. And there have been a whole bunch of stories, haven't there, in this season. And David, it might be quietly, I guess you could say maybe quietly, one of the great stories, but I sure think he is. Goes 3 scoreless innings. Does David Leal. Let me check his ERA when he came into the game. That was 3.76 when he came in. 3.56 ERA now for David Leal in the season. He is the pitcher of record. 9 up, 9 down. Now, Tyler Baum to face Marcos Castagnon. Bottom of the ninth, 7-4. First pitch, strike with a fastball inside half, 0-1. And we mentioned Frisco has fallen in this game, or in their game tonight. Pitch down and away, check swing, did not go, one ball and one strike. Amarillo leading Arkansas. The Travelers have two men on in the top of the ninth inning. It's 4-2 Amarillo there. Frisco has lost, and of course the Hounds and Missions going head-to-head. 1-1, breaking pitch, swung on and missed, 1-2. Time called by Castagnon. Marcos is 0-3. Reached on a fielding error and scored in the fourth inning. He's bounced to first base to pitcher and struck out in his other two trips. Mission's third baseman has some power, 11 home runs. Bounce pitch, sails high, 2-2. Tyler making appearance number 32. 3-3, 3.45 ERA. 35 hits and 44 and a third, 22 walks, 59 strikeouts. Bounces that one to the plate, 3-2. And does not give up a ton of hits, does Tatterbaum on average. Opposition hitting just 219 against him. Kicking a pitch by the right-hander, swing and a miss. And that is great velo down low and great life to that fastball for the swinging strike three. One man down, ninth inning. Hounds got four in the third. Mission's got four in the fourth. All unearned in the card, but again, they had some big swings. Three-run home running ball. Now here's Joshua Mears. Swings and misses. He comes up empty, 0-1. Hounds broke the tie with three runs in the eighth inning. By the way, again, they are all earned, including two ribbies for Uribe Alanjales. Pitch a called strike of the knees, 0-2. And Tatterbaum, tall right-hander, great head of hair. Gotta like that, 6'2", 205. 26-year-old right-hander delivers ball, popped in the air, playable, foul ground. Will Simpson, first baseman, got it, two men down. And the Hounds now looking for game set. Boy, at least to an extent match, they've won three of four in this series. And only 13 games remain when this one is in the books. San Antonio would fall 9.5 out on the wild card, so that is, well, it's not final, but it's pretty close. Check swing, yeah, he did go. Not much doubt. You really have to go around a good amount to get a check swing strike called in the ninth inning, but he clearly went. 0-1 to Ray Patrick Gitter. 1-3 with an RBI single. Two strikeouts. Bounce pitch. Fouled away. It's 0-2. I'll give you a number. I will hold on to it until it goes into the books. By the way, Arkansas now two men out in the top of the ninth, still down by two. Ray Patrick Gitter waits, swings, and sends one. Woo, back to the screen. Thank you, screen. That one was, it's one of those wicked reverse line drives. That's the only way you get one in this press box. And, man, that, yeah, I think that might have been the booth next to mine, but wow. There are three dents in the wall in this press box, and one of them, you and I, were sitting here when it was plunked. The 0-2 to Ditter, pitched by Tyler, down and away for a ball, and the count is 1-2. James Gonzalez, five innings. He gave up four runs. They are all unearned, though, in the book. And David Leal, nine up, nine down, three Ks. Tatterbaum tries to close it. 1-2 count, stretch, kick, and pitch, and a pop-up third base side. Playable, I do believe. Uribe there, ball game. Rockhounds win it in San Antonio. David Leal will get the win to save his first of the season to Tatterbaum with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. And the Hounds breaking that tie with a three-run top of the eighth inning. This Rockhounds club, folks, is now 74-51. They are one game behind Frisco for the overall best record in the league. And that is a season best 23 games over 500. They have won this series. They have all but certainly dispatched the San Antonio Missions from any playoff hope. 9.5 out with 13 to go. The arithmetic, of course, not complete, but pretty close. And all together now, high-five line has begun. Who's at the back? It is G. That is Gregorio Petit. Rockouts, holy mackerel, they got fireworks going in a hurry here. Are they shutting down the lights already? Wow. Usually, wow, they already got to go. They usually let the team get off the field first. Yikes. Somebody wants to catch a late movie. Wow. Well, the Rockhounds again, 74-51. That's a season high, 23 over 500. Job well done. Tip our cap to the Hounds. They have won this series 4-1 with one to go. Back with the final totals in just a couple of moments right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds dispatched the San Antonio Missions. Boy, a game in which of the 18 half innings, runs scored in just three of them, the same as last night. Actually, that was three out of 20 half innings. Much more scoring in this one, with four in the third for the Hounds, four in the fourth for the Missions, and three in the eighth for the Rockhounds. Game-winning RBI, Shane McGuire. And Rebiel Angele has got a couple in that inning as well. Totals look like this. Rockhounds, 7 runs, 11 hits, and an error, 7-11 and 1. San Antonio, 4 runs on 4 hits, and 2 errors, 4-4 and 2. Rockhounds left 7 men on base, and the Missions left only 2 men on base. And Rockhounds pitching, retiring the last 16 in a row in this game to finish it. So the bullpen, as they were just a couple of nights ago, just absolutely astoundingly good. Really, last night as well. Ripken Reyes did get a game-tying home run last night in the ninth inning, but that was the only run allowed by the bullpen in that's a 10-inning game. So in 6 innings, just 1 run on 1 hit. And the night before, in 6 innings, just 1 walk. And that was it. And tonight, David Leal and Tyler Baum, 4 perfect innings. And James Gonzalez retired the last 4 that he faced. Let's check and see if we've got time of the ball game posted. I think we do. Good bunch on hand tonight here, 4,038. Watching 2 hours, 32 minutes of baseball daylight time. Rockhounds in the second half are now 34-22. They are 3 games ahead of Frisco. That race, of course, very definitely continues. And as mentioned, 74-51, 23 over 500 for the season. A second quick look, and we'll get you set for baseball Sunday evening style here in San Antonio as the fireworks are enjoyed. Final score in this ball game: the Rockhounds defeat the San Antonio Missions 7-4.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. and we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Fans enjoying post-game fireworks here on a Saturday night in San Antonio. Rockhounds win this ballgame with a final score of 7-4. A good fireworks show going on. Rockhounds got 4 runs in the third inning. Leadoff single, Junior Perez. It was followed by an RBI double by Denzel Clark. Brennan Malone followed with a single to extend things. Will Simpson followed with a single. That drove Denzel in, made it a 2-0 game. With first and second occupied, Shane McGuire then a perfect sacrifice bunt. Brian Buelvas, though, flew out to shallow left, so second and third with two men down. With Henry Bolte at the plate, a wild pitch allowed Brendan Malone to score. Catcher Anthony Villar tries to get Will Simpson to the plate, throws it away, so two-run score. The runs would be made earned moments later when Henry Bolton rips a triple into the left field corner. Henry 2-for-4 with a single, a triple, and a stolen base. In this one, it was 4-0. That is a lot of fireworks, folks. The crowd microphone is off, I promise. Wow. Mission's got 4 in the fourth inning. Connor Hollis hit by a pitch, stole the base. Robbie Tenero, it's a walk. Marcos Castagnon then reached on a fielding error by first baseman Will Simpson. Hounds trying to complete a double play, and it was said that Will missed the catch. So that put a couple of men on base. Ray Patrick Ditter with an RBI flare single, and with two on, Juan Zabala took a 1-2 pitch out of here to left field, and he hammered it, and it was a 4-4 tie. Rockhounds broke the tie in the eighth. Both bullpens at that point were really very, very good. Pitching was overall good in this ball game, especially for the Rockhounds, really. The Hounds break the tie in the eighth inning. Leadoff walk for Brendan Malone. Single by Will Simpson, his second of the ball game. He finished 2-for-4. Shane McGuire, little flare. Infield drawn in. Shane set a ball that barely got on the left field grass, but it got down for a base hit, drove home a run, and then with the bases loaded, Uribiel Angeles with an infield single sharply hit to third. Marcos Castagnon deflected it, but that drove home two, and that really changed the complexion of the game, turned a 5-4 game into a 7-4 contest. Again, pitching, did I say it was good? My goodness, last 16 retired overall by Hounds pitching. James Gonzalez got the last 4 men he faced. David Leal, 9 up, 9 down, and Tyler Baum, a 1-2-3, ninth inning for the save. Mentioned tomorrow, I've got a good matchup going. I would think Ryan Burgert will go to the mound tomorrow for San Antonio. He's 2-8 with a 5-11 ERA, but he's been part of a no-hitter on the year, and a strong part of it, 6 perfect innings. Jack Perkins to the hill for the Rockhounds. Rockhounds right-hander, 1-1, 3.86 ERA. Hounds will bid to make it 5 out of 6. They have won, by the way, the season series against San Antonio. They now have won 13 out of 23 against the Missions in this long-standing rivalry. We'll join you right about 6 o'clock for the finale and look forward, too, to seeing you next Tuesday beginning our 6-game homestand, the final homestand of the regular season for the Rockhounds. Remember, playoff baseball is pretty brief, but there may be some, folks. The Hounds are really closing in. As we get set to say so long, I'm just going to take a real quick glance at the computer. Will cooperate, see if Amarillo, you know what, Arkansas has tied the game in the top of the ninth inning and they've loaded the bases. So, boy, if Amarillo loses, both the Missions and Sod Poodles would be virtually out of the wild card race as well. Not officially, but boy, really close to it. So we'll update that when we join you tomorrow. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in San Antonio, where the Rockhounds beat the Missions by the final score of 7-4. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Nelson Wolf Stadium in the Alamo City.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.